بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. After discussing that Allah تبارك وتعالى has created two paths, the path of good character and the path of evil character, man needs to find good character and bring it within him. Man has to pull himself out of evil character. Thereafter it is written, it is necessary to acquire knowledge of the evil and noble characteristics. If a person does not realize that he is sick, he will never take treatment. After realizing one's illness, one needs to remedy the sickness. It is the system of Almighty Allah in this world to utilize means. Just as a physically ill person needs to go to a doctor for treatment, a spiritually ill person also needs to proceed to a spiritual doctor for treatment. Actually, there is a greater need for the following reasons. Number one, physical illnesses are easily discerned, whereas spiritual illnesses are hidden and not recognized. Number two, it is not compulsory to take treatment for physical illnesses. It is permissible. However, it is compulsory to take treatment for spiritual illnesses and rid oneself of these ailments. Number three, as long as a person has a physical illness, he is rewarded by Almighty Allah. Spiritual illnesses cause a person to be in the anger of Almighty Allah at all times. Number four, physical illnesses cause a person to become closer to Almighty Allah, since they remind one of death. Spiritual illnesses cause a person to become distant from Almighty Allah and the creation. Number five, physical illnesses terminate with death, but the harmful effects of spiritual illnesses remain in the year after. By remaining in the company of a spiritual guide, many benefits will be derived, few of which are: the qualities in the Shaykh will gradually come into one. A person will become aware of his faults. A person will gain enthusiasm as well as courage to engage in more acts of worship and abstain from sin. The love of Almighty Allah will be created in the heart. A person will be cured by the spiritual treatment, as there is blessings in their teaching. A person will attain their du'as. Their hearts are illuminated by the light of Almighty Allah. By remaining in their company, one will attain this light. When light appears, darkness flees. Through this light, the reality of things become exposed, and doubts will disappear. Together with effort, one should make dua to Almighty Allah for purification of one's nafs. Almighty Allah states, if it is not for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah upon you, none of you would ever have become purified. However, Almighty Allah purifies whomsoever He wishes. There is no limit to one's reformation. A person has to continue reforming himself until death. The moment a person becomes lax, he will begin slipping. May Almighty Allah purify our hearts from evil characteristics, imbue it with beautiful qualities, and grant us His love and connection. Ameen. We will call upon Qari Yaqub Patel from Rustenburg, inshallah, to render a shahar.